So we'll go ahead. Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. We seem to be having some difficulties with the phone lines. Some people are able to call in, but we can't. Tony can't get in. This is Lynn Bleasdale. I'm here with Marianne Adams. It looks like some people are getting through. So I'm sorry if you get, Christiana in the chat room tells us that they can't even click the numbers for it. There's something wrong with the phone. No, Christiana, I don't think we'll cancel the show unless we can't talk with our callers. But I think we're going to like skip right to the callers. We do have a topic, and it's one that we've addressed before. Although, Marianne, we can just do a quick brush onto this. We're talking about how like empaths and light workers are often the target for narcissists, mm-hmm. bullies, and, you know, the workplace or relationships. Yeah. And this is something you've become almost an expert on, and you've learned ways to rise. Yeah, well, you know, so this is a great question. How can we discern authenticity in our fellow humans, right? Because I know that a lot of, we talk about the wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak, not to disparage mm-hmm. wolves, but very often, like the worst among us, the most psychologically difficult, that is kind to amongst us, they come mm-hmm. across as the best people on the planet. They come across as nice guys, you know. But anyway, share your thoughts, Marianne, because I know you've gone through this journey and you're coming out on the other side pretty, you're still standing, you know, and you're looking pretty damn good. So how do you do it?
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a work in progress, still learning. I think it's almost when I first heard Lynn, you are the one who explained to me you're just basically saying, my dear, you have been entangled with the narcissist. And I was like, what is that? And so thanks to you, I started on this journey of understanding what that was and what happened and how I got there. And now it seems almost like it's just thrown around. The word narcissist is almost thrown around and loosely. And I don't know that everybody is a narcissist. I've learned everybody to one point or to one degree or another has a little bit of narcissism in them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just because someone is narcissistic doesn't mean they're actually a narcissist, which is I've learned and also working in the mental health field. So it's something that seems to be a lot more prevalent. And maybe it's just to help those of us that are light workers and empaths to hone in on our skills and rely on our divinely given skills and what we're here for. It's to help, you know, you can't get to the light, you know, until you've gone through the dark to appreciate the light.
Yeah. And it's almost like in hindsight, after the fact, we almost say thank you for those experiences because they do help us to grow as the souls we are having physical experiences. We have Tony. You got through, Tony.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, we can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's always fun when you get those tech glitches, right? And you're just like, the show's going to start. And we're all like, oh, anyway, we have some people on the line. And I guess, I don't know if you keep trying or if you have trouble getting through, it's not on your end if you're trying to call in. I don't know. Did you hear our first little bit of the show there, Tony?
No, I just heard Marianne, but I'm assuming it's, is it about narcissists?
Oh, yeah. I get a question because we have touched on this before.
Yeah.
We're asking specifically, is like you know if if somebody is authentic, because these folks often present as just charming, you know, fabulous, you know, they're almost like, I don't know if charming can be a suspect sort of attribute, but, you know, they they seem to flip, you know, once you I just want to just say to Christiana, no, we're not going to cancel the show because we do have some callers in that got in. It's I just feel bad for the ones that are trying. Try not to get too antsy because it is seems to be a glitch on the blog talk end. Anyway, we will carry on. This is so great. But yeah, how do you, like, you know, do you know when somebody's authentic? I don't know. I'm often my spider senses get tingly when somebody's too, you know, too charming or too over the, or seems to meet your needs too clearly and readily, you know, it feels a little fake, but yeah, to carry on.
I guess I'm a little too, I don't know, I feel a lot, like Marianne was talking about, I can pretty much sense if somebody's not, something's up, but somebody, I try not to, you know, I try to let the person be the person before I make a judgment call, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard, though, when your instincts are telling you something different, you know. Crazy.
Yeah, one thing I thought about this topic is that there's a lot of energy we spend in overcoming those societal and cultural taboos against talking about it, right? So it's, you know, or calling BS on somebody or something, you know, you can't, it's really hard to do that because people will, you know, hush, hush, if you haven't got anything nice to say, you know, sort of thing, which is a nice thing to follow, but sometimes you have to, you know, call it for what it is and, you know, and what's the word I'm looking for? You've got to resonate with that small, still voice inside you that speaks the truth. And we often go, no, because what will people think? You know, kind of thing. But, No, listen to that voice because it tells you. It really does. And, anybody wanted to add anything to this? Because I'm going to go on to our callers just in case we lose them or something. And, they can join the conversation if that's okay with you. I should ask, how you doing, Tony? Did you have a decent, lovely week?
Yes. I've been in Las Vegas. I just got home.
I saw you in those amazing glasses. They're the best. I just love those. They're like they're like animal print glasses, and you look just, it just does it for you. They're just fabulous. So we should post that on the Enter the Light page just because, you know, I went, wow. Yeah. Some people have a face for glasses, right? They just wear them so well. And Let's go to our first caller. If you do want to call in, and if you are able to get through, it's 646-564-9868. All righty. 919, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra K, but I go by my middle name, K.
So we can call you K. Welcome, Kay. Did you want to add anything to our conversation? How do you know if somebody's authentic or not, or if they're just going to be a regret?
Well, it's so interesting to say it because I'm intuitive, so I can normally sense it. However, I'm not always the best at following through with what I sense. So I'll still take a chance and then I end up finally figuring out, oh, well, you were right. So now your feelings are hurt. So don't always follow what I'm supposed to.
Yeah, I think that's very true for a lot of us, though. You know, we're trying to be, quote, quote, good folks, but I don't know. It's like, where's the line where you just say no more? I'm not putting up with you.
Exactly.
What was that line? Yeah, exactly. That all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. I think that was Popeye.
Yes. Yes.
One thing I forgot to mention is like animals often tell us, you know, if your dog don't like somebody, that's, you know, or if they don't like your dog. You know what I mean? It's how animals react.
Yeah.
Little kids never, ever lie about stuff like that. If they don't like you, they don't like you. That's wonderful.
Exactly.
So, Kay, how can we help you today?
Did you guys hear that dog bark when you said dogs?
I did not, but I will have to.
I must be the only one that heard it. Yeah, a dog barked when you said that.
It wasn't Ralphie, was it, or your new puppy?
No, Ralphie's not in here. Nope, none of my puppies. They're sleeping.
That's weird. That happens a lot. It's really, really strange. And it's kind of magic. Like, let's just enjoy that, because it is. It's, you know, when you allow spirit to tap, magic happens. Linda Irwin, I don't know how she does it, but I've had audio messages from her, like chimes and stuff like that have gone off. And it's pretty amazing. And I guess it's when you, it's that willing suspension of disbelief that helps you to open to everything that we have available, you know, spirit and physical. Yeah. There's both. So, Kay, did you have a question for us today?
I do. And to make this very quick and short, I am trying to figure out, will I have continued communications with Karen? Karen and I met a few months back, and we're just getting to know each other. You know, just learning each other. She's in the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. And things were going very well until someone from her past, who I actually know, started stalking both of us, really, about 3 weeks ago. And
we remember this.
I did confront it. And it kind of caused a cease in communication with us. And so I'm just trying to see if this is even worth it. No, say that. I'm just trying to see where this will go.
Okay. If anyone wants to go ahead, if not, I'll go ahead here and tell you what I've been drawing.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, I'm drawing hearts on balloon strings, right? So the hearts are like flowing upward, and there's five of them.
Okay.
And I also got the message of let her navigate this. It's not that you can't, it's not that she doesn't want you to help. But this is something that it's like a mess she's got to clean up, and you can be there. Let her know that you're there if she needs you. But I would give her the space. Like these hearts, they're like heart balloons, and they're on strings, and they seem to have like a helium or a gas like that in them because they're flowing upward. So you can hold on to the strings and keep the hearts there, but they are going to try and fly upward. I don't mean to sound mystical here. I really don't. It's a very sweet.
No.
I don't. There's something very gentle and kind about it. But give her the space. Like, hold on to the balloons for you guys, for both of you. But let her clean up what's going on. Because not only that, the icky energy that's attached to this is going to be contagious. And you want to be like a clean, safe place for her to land when she needs to. I don't think this is over, but I do think, you know, let her do what she needs to do because it's ugly. And she probably also has, if she's got any kind of feelings for you, she doesn't want you getting messed. She doesn't want this flopping over onto you, right? But I think we all remember when you called last time, and it felt... Poor baby, I feel so sorry for Karen that she's going through this. But nothing's wasted.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, no experiences are wasted. Just know there's a reason for this. We may only know it in hindsight. But it doesn't feel like it's the end of anything. Go ahead, Tony or Marianne. Yeah.
Go ahead, Marianne. Do you want Marianne?
Okay. Well, so what I got... forgiveness. So for whatever reason that's what's coming up. And the thing is that forgiveness can work miracles. So when you release the past, a weight is lifted off your shoulders, and it's a sense of freedom that washes over you. So if you ask your angels or your guides to help let go of the sadness or pain caused by others so that you can be free, it is what is going to help the most. There's also self-forgiveness and self-letting go of any guilt that you're holding on to regarding the past mistakes you may have made. Give yourself credit, too, for having tried your best. Even if the results aren't what you would have liked, focus on the change that you've made, and then it'll help you have this situation turn out the best that it can.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So there's something something that's from the past still hasn't been forgiven.
Because my ex is constantly reaching out now. And I'm very nice to her, but it's like, okay, that's done. So, yes, okay, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
And so
okay,
I just wanted to see if I got anything different than they got. And the only thing that I got that was different was a card for you, which was Athena. So Athena, these are my new cards, by the way, so I'm just testing them out. They're pretty
okay. Cool.
Athena is a strategizer. So like Lynn said, that person, Karen, needs to take care of what's going on before you can move forward. But you can help her by being there, like she said, and maybe something that you come up with, a strategy that you might come up with to help her. But the more, how do I put this? I just feel that the more that you're involved in it, the longer it's going to last.
Understood.
Yeah, if you stand back and just, you know, be there in the wings, because I also got the death and the rebirth card, meaning, and that means that you need to, this has got to go away before you can move forward. But I feel that you guys will move forward. It's just going to take a little while. Yeah, but I see good stuff for you. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful, great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, life is really doing very well now. I got this new job, so I'm just happy, and I don't want things. I don't want any cloudiness, so that's perfect. Thank you so much, Andy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Also, Kay, look up the meaning, the spiritual meaning of five, because I think the five, that there's five balloons has... It's got some kind of meaning for you there.
Okay.
It feels like it's about balance. Yeah. And also the word allow comes in. So, allow and receive. So let the path unfold and don't judge what's happening because if it doesn't make sense in the physical, it will make sense to spirit always. So trust that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I hope the radio show gets better.
I think we're okay. We do have people calling in. I'm not sure what's going on. But let us know how it goes, would you, Kay? Rooting
I will.
For you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Blessings to you all.
Thank you. Love and light to you, love. Okay. All right. Now, we do have Kimberly. And this is wonderful. She got through. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We sure can. So the gremlins didn't get you. That's fabulous.
Well, on my laptop, I connected. But on the phone, it still said circuits are busy.
Yeah, busy.
Yeah.
I just tried it.
So weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, I feel like I'm getting the end of the, not the end. It's in the Wizard of Oz. Well, we know each other now, don't we? We're all connected now. I get the weirdest stuff in my head. I don't know where it comes from, but it's. So I wanted to. Yeah, you had asked a question earlier, Kimberly, and I wanted to bring it to the team because. And I'm. Is it okay if I read the question from before?
Yes.
Okay. So it's about your son Micah. And he's going to Houston in January. And he's going with people he doesn't really know to take pictures. So a girl paid for his plane ticket and rented an Airbnb. And you are feeling like you're not sure if you're being an overprotective mom, but you told him to use his intuition about it. And I didn't have a chance to get back to you on that. But what I did have, and I hate to say this, but I did get a yellow caution light about this.
Mm-hmm.
question. Did you too as well?
I got a red. Yeah, yellow to red. I don't know. First of all, I want to apologize that you have to even worry about your son going there, because the way of the world and the way it is right now, I feel your pain and why you feel this way. But you're right, Kimberly. I don't know. I don't feel right about it. Something's up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it might not be something bad. Maybe it just has to do with the hotel arrangements or something. That is he staying with the girl or the bunch of people? How many people are going? Like five or six?
Three plus him.
Three plus him, so four. And they're all staying in the same room?
No, it's like an Airbnb.
Oh, an Airbnb, that's right. Maybe it's got to do with the Airbnb.
Okay.
Like a party or something, I feel.
Okay.
That could turn into some trouble. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry to interrupt, Lynn.
Oh, no, Tony, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love that. And it's, yeah, like I don't want to alarm Kimberly, because this is like.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote down disappointment.
Yeah.
It may be. And I'm hoping this is all it is that his hopes have gotten up higher than, but the reality of it might be disappointing for him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't.
That's what I was feeling as well. I was feeling like, you know, that he thinks that this is going to be some popular trip. This is come on. I don't know. I can't, you know, he's 24, so I can't say, you know, not go, but I just don't want him to be in a situation where he thinks this is going to be something and it's not.
You're right. I think you're right. I think it's a party trip and not what he's thinking it is. Like, I don't feel they're being, I mean, they're going to take pictures, but I don't think any of them are into it as much as your son is. And so he's thinking he's going to, you know, this is going to be for his portfolio or something like that, and he's going to, you know, it's going to help him. And I feel that they're not as committed as he is, so he's going to be like, it's going to be like a Debbie Downer type situation.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
That's kind of sweet though. Because you will be a safety net for him. It's, and you know what? There's that feeling of wanting to protect your kid from the owies in the world, because it hurts so much, you know, to watch them bashing into stuff and getting tricked by people and disappointed and stuff like that. But I don't know. It's amazing. Like, moms are hero. Dads are hero. Parents are heroes. You know, they just, you know, they ask to be two things at the same time, you know, roots and wings, right? We talk about that, giving them the roots they need plus the wings to fly. But
and
holy
the
cow.
The one thing you can tell them, Kimberly, is just, this is my feeling about it, and this is just me, and I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know if it's for real or not, but it's just that I'm getting a strong message about it, that if something does happen, like a big party at this Airbnb, he needs to take himself out of it and go to a hotel. You know, just remove himself from this thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're probably going to get in trouble, and he probably, you know, and I don't know why I'm getting this, but I am. So are you getting the same feeling, something like that? Because is that why you're cautious, that it's something weird?
It's just, I think, to me, I'm just getting that, to me, that's, I'm feeling it's a big waste of time. That's what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It won't not be fun.
No, it'll be
but
fun.
Like,
yeah.
He could take a mark break thing, and you know what I mean. He might as well just go on a, what are those things called, spring break thing, you know, for that kind of thing. I also wrote down amateurs. Sorry, Marianne, we have forgotten you, love. I wrote down amateurs. Like, it, I feel like they're building this up to a bigger thing than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And But you know what? I think also that Michael will take his own work seriously anyway.
Yeah.
Like he'll go, he'll learn what not to do, you know, and that's, you know, part of being 24. I hate to say it, but you're going to do things that are like, mm-hmm. oops, you know. But I don't feel any, like, danger in it. I feel more like my eyes are, I'm rolling my eyes. It's like, oi, why did I do this? Why did I go on this?
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah. To me, when stuff like this happens and I get the feeling, it's like, he's going to waste the time. It's going to be a waste of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So believing the hype around it, I think, is,
yes.
And you get your hopes
absolutely.
Up, you know, it's, I remember, yeah, it's almost like believing like, oh, I'm going to win the lottery or something like that. It's like, this is going to be amazing. And then, oh, but Marianne, did you have anything come in about this for you?
Kind of the same thing that the thing that came up for me is just reconsider. It's just saying that there's an element of the plan, just an element, so not the entire thing, but some portion about it needs to be reevaluated. So basically saying take time to really go through your project or proposal thoroughly, and you need to, you know, share his intentions with a trusted friend or something, but for sure ask for divine guidance from, you know, wherever his beliefs are in the universe or whatever, but if he asks for divine guidance to be led and just allow his intuition and his guidance to help him, because that's where he'll need it the most.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And just to take himself out of any situation that he thinks is not right, just to remove himself.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. Just remove, you know, he's old enough to understand that. I think he'll do it. And, yeah, just to make sure if there is anything that's not on the up and up for him to just remove himself from that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you all.
You're so welcome, Kimberly. I'm glad we finally got down to your question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to take so long
it's
for
okay.
that. But, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's another one where I think, you know, you should reward yourself afterwards, put your feet up and do something nice for you, because, you know, it's a, you know, mama bear can be a tiring thing when you can't take a break from it. But, you know, one thing I will say about Micah, though, he's a good lad and he's going to come out on top of any of his lessons. You know what I mean? He may have to bash into a few walls and figure some stuff out. But the thing is, he's very smart and he's also very kind. And if he can turn some of the kindness onto himself for not to worry if he makes a few mistakes, you know, he's still good. He's still got what it takes. And I really think his outcome eventually, like he may be a little bit of a slow bloomer, but, yeah, but, you know, those blooms tend to last long and they're very beautiful. So trust the process.
Okay.
You can. You're never alone. And, you know, and I know I think about all the expressions on the faces of our guardian angels, like, holy cow, what did you do? You know, but we are being looked after and we are watched and loved. So got to trust on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree totally.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy Sunday, Kimberly, and
thank you.
We'll talk to you again, love. Okay.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
Everyone have a great Sunday. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to Gregos. Oops, hang on. 781. If my thing
hi,
okay.
This is
I'm sorry, say your name again, love.
Laura.
Laura. Hi, welcome, Laura.
Hi.
Did you want to add anything to our topic, our discussion today about how to recognize authenticity in people, to discern it too, you know?
I don't know if I'm good at discerning it quickly. I think it takes me a little while, but then once you see it, it's hard to unsee it.
Ooh, well put. I like that. Yeah. And there's And then once you do it, what do? And a lot of us take a long time because we want to give that person the benefit of the doubt, or we don't want to hurt them. But sometimes it's exit stage left is a really, really good idea, like as soon as you figure it out. But well put. I really like that, Laura. How can we help you today? Did you have a question?
I did, yeah. So I'm in the process of starting an online business, and I was just looking for some tips from Spirit, like about exactly how to like get it off the ground.
Yeah. Let's see. Are you selling things that you've made, Laura, or what is it that your business consists of?
Yeah, it's going to be like holistic healing. So like.
Okay. Okay, this is a weird question, but have you ever taken any kind of courses where you certify yourself?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Okay, and I never mean to imply that you're better or worse with the piece of paper. Like some people don't do any kind of training and they just know it intuitively. So it certainly isn't anything to do with your abilities. But make sure that since you have the certification, make sure people see that.
Okay.
Okay. Is anybody getting anything in? I'm starting to write, but I haven't finished writing yet. There's stuff coming in.
Yeah. Marianne, do you? I'm still working, too.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. Not yet.
Okay, I'm just I'm actually just okay. I feel like I'm seeing hills, Laura, like up and down and up and down. Are you willing to give it time to get found by certain? The problem is like when you get an online business going, are you doing remote healing or how do you work here?
That'll definitely be part of it, yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like Ryan is coming in on this, and that's what Ryan did. I don't know if you know Ryan Adragna, who was within the physical and is now with us in spirit, but that's what he was doing. And I know that his business took about a year to take off.
Yeah.
And who's barking?
Nobody.
That's okay. It was something, yeah. That's wild. I don't know if maybe that was Ryan. Let's see, I don't know if his website is still up. I don't think it would be because it was a Wix Pro. And so I don't think it is. But, okay. Yeah, Ryan... Okay, have you got your website together, is what he's asking about.
I'm working on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm really feeling his energy saying that just do it, almost like the Nike commercial, just do it. Because it took Ryan about a year, excuse me, and I became his webmaster for the last 6 months of his life. I was working on his website for him. And one thing that he's pointing out is there's an interactive chat was on his website that really brought more people in. And now that requires, you've got to check it, and you've got to sort of be on top of it and stuff. But the more interactive your website can be, and he also, I remember putting in a book calendar for him. And that can be confusing for people. And what I'm hearing is clarity, clarity, clarity. So make it really, really easy for people to book you. Make it really, really easy for them to connect with you. So allow a chat. What platform are you using for your website?
I was doing Wix, actually, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I did for him, so I recognize that stuff. So go into the apps and find the interactive apps you can add. So you've got a chat that people can, like, talk to you. It doesn't mean you sit by it all day long, but if you can check it, like, three times a day and get back to people. But the more and I guess that's the key word that's coming in here is interactive. So instead of, like, yeah, make sure that they can talk to you and you can talk to them. And I'm feeling like a year, if you can persist for about a year with this, I'm not saying you're not going to get any business until a year, but allow it to grow organically because it will. And if your work's good, people will talk about it. And a reviews page helps too. You know, that was one thing Ryan had. And people fell in love with this guy. The other thing I will add too is give freebies out now and then. Okay, what Ryan would do, and I really feel Ryan's connecting to you. He's just using me to connect because these feel like his messages. What he would do is every now and then he'd do like a free group healing for people. He'd just lay it out there. Yeah. And I took one and I can't believe the colors that I was floating in. It was like, wow. I mean, remote healing is a thing. I will always attest to that after that experience. So do it, do the work, put it out there, and interact. And I think Ryan's also giving you a giant hug through me. So if you can feel it, that's going to be kind of a blue light around you. Okay. So there you go. Go ahead, Tony and Marianne, what's coming in for you here?
Sure. So I, the card I got was Awaken. So it, Eos is the goddess of dawn who brings light to the world after a period of darkness. So every morning she rises from the east and on her horse drawn chariot to open up the heavens gates. So her brother Helios, the sun, can ride through and bring light. So she's also the god of new beginnings and possibilities. Mm. So that's what I got for you. And I think, yeah, it's going to take some time, but whatever track you're on is definitely the right one. And like Lynn was saying, I mean, we're trying to do the same thing with our show and everything. It's really hard to do. You just have to have a lot of patience and remain positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's tough. You know, we're trying to get, I mean, out of all the shows, we're getting the most people, but we're still trying to figure out a way, you know, to get more and more and more. So we're working on that too. So just hang in there because it does take a little while, but I feel it's going to work definitely for you.
Thank you. So
that's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey there. So I it's funny because I was feeling Ryan too. So I asked Ryan to please help me with the answer on this. And what he came for was trust. So what he's saying is that this is a time for trust. Sometimes there's no yes or no to a question, but it's just a situation where you're just better served not knowing what is to come so that the miracle can unfold before your eyes. It's like children opening a gift. Part of the magic it is found in the joy of the surprise. So trust that your guides or your angels are divinely guiding you, and they've got something amazing in store for you. And so it'll be exciting to hear how it goes. Hopefully you'll keep in touch and we can find out.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Yeah, and I will add that my flash is going off like crazy here. Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. A flower. I have Ryan. I'm sorry. I'm looking up a flower for you. Yeah. So what happened, what came in, it was a carrot, also known as Queen Anne's lace. And, and yeah, it's really hard to find a meaning for this one, but it came, and there's the flashlight. I'm getting, Tony, are you working with a flashlight today?
No, I'm not. Okay. My flashlight's dead and it won't come on.
Oh, no. All right. Well, that's okay. I'm just looking through. Okay, it's like it feels to me what they're bringing in.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
Today, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Clear vision. It's the flower. Okay, here, flower of clear vision. It supports both inner and outer vision, bringing a greater clarity to our interior. So it feels like the more you're aware of where you're at and where you're going, I'm sorry, this is a clear vision. Like, yeah, take that as your message. This Britain's flower brings you clear vision. So, and I think what it feels partly what that is saying is see what's going on for real. So if things take a little dip, okay, for example, don't take that as the whole, it's just a blip. It's not the whole experience, right? So it's not the ending of your story. So get through those times when you might feel a little discouraged. And was it Marianne that was bringing in trust? I think. That's huge.
Yeah.
And I think that is coming directly from Ryan to trust. That was a big word he loved was, you know, you've got to trust that what's happening is. So don't let it bring you down if there's a little bit of slow. But it feels like a year. I think in a year, if you put, you know, fire on all eight cylinders with this, make it your dream baby. I think you're going to be really glad that you hung in. And, you know, you know what I'm hearing? Oh, my God. I'm hearing... you know, what's the movie? Sound of Music, right? And Mother Superior sings the dream that will need all the love you can give every day of your life for as long as you live. Climb every mountain. And man, I got hills for you before, didn't I? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Over the hills. Yep. We're talking about hills. Yeah, so mountains and hills. So you're gonna go up, you're gonna go down, but ultimately I think that you're gonna be glad you persisted and it's gonna be a good outcome for you. Yeah. Oh, yes. And I wish I had video right now because the flash affirming that. I just got flashes about that. So that's straight from Ryan. That's pretty nothing to come through for you. Yeah. It's flashing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Oh, my gosh. All right. Beautiful. Yeah. Oh, what a cheeky monkey. He's showing off with this thing, I think. Yes, he is. Okay, just flash. All right, we'll have to do, I guess we'll have to try a Facebook Live if I can get my camera to work.
Yeah.
And I'll put the flashlight on it and you can see. And actually, Ryan can even join in with using that method. But it's quite astonishing, Okay, well, there you go. Laura, I hope that helps, you know, and I'd love to hear how it goes. Keep us posted how your business goes and... we'd love to hear about it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. So welcome. And love from Ryan, too. Okay. Wow. This is really distracting. Like, I think once he got the hang of how to flash these things, he started doing it a lot. All right. We'll pull on our next caller. 303, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
No, I have no interest in a reading. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay, hon. That's great. We'll put you back here, and then we'll go on to 614. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Filson.
Oh, hi, Filson. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
We're good. Did you want to add anything to our discussion today? We're talking about how to tell if someone is being authentic.
No, I mean, I
it's okay too.
I just trust like my like usually if I feel if I get a bad. Or like a bad feeling about something or someone, I'll just let them do what they do. But I'll just keep like a mental note that, you know, I don't get a good feeling. So, you know, just to like make more caution decisions around that person. Like I use like, I guess you could say intuition.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always very important. So Filson, do you have a question that you'd like to look at today?
No, I don't have a question. I would just like a general reading if that's possible.
Okay. Hmm. I just wrote down, Filson, pulling back your energy. Is there somebody that is, I guess, being disrespectful to you right now?
There's nobody that's, I mean, there's, like, I have a few work things that are kind of disrespectful, but, I mean, what's at the foremost, like, front and center of my mind is just the relationship that I'm still letting go of. You know, every day it takes time, but who was disrespectful to me?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay, you're sort of still healing from the ouch of that, eh? It's okay. So, do you feel like this is going to be baggage for you if you're moving on, like something you won't be able to leave behind? You still kind of almost look like, would revenge feel sweet at this point?
No, honestly, revenge would seem like a little bit tiring. Like it would seem tiring. I feel like the person's already miserable enough. They would have to be in order to like have done what they have done.
Wow.
So, probably, yeah.
I would pat yourself on the back for that, because that's a great stage to get to when you're like, because, you know, at first there's that hot, sort of hot burning feeling of like, they deserve the karma that they've, you know, they deserve to get back what they've done. And you're past that. So that's kind of lovely. I'm sorry that it's too tiring, but it's also me that you've moved on from it. Okay, this is very, very strange, and I have no idea what it means. But do you have any Swiss ancestry?
No.
No. I'm seeing a dude in lederhosen. Okay, if you can picture what I mean. They're those leather kind of short things, and the hat, and the, I don't know who this person is, but they're presenting as a Swiss guy, decked out in, you know, almost like a folk costume with the lederhosen and the whole nine yards. And
Does he have long hair?
I would say, yeah.
With long hair. I just drew it. Yeah.
Sort of a rugged, yeah, like a rugged.
Yes.
He's not wimpy look. Like, he can wear this and look quite manly.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? It
fact,
doesn't make him look.
I see him smoking a pipe or smoking a cigarette or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Who would this be, I wonder?
I know.
That's weird. You know what? If you guys can carry on, I'm going to see if I can find any meaning to this, because he's quite clear. And
it's crazy, because I drew the same thing. I drew that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I did draw a card for Filson, though. So I drew Be Patient, which I know you've been patient for a while. I know you have, and I know you're ready to move on. But it says this person, and I'm thinking that it could be this card, because it's an ancient, it's a Greek mythology god, and it was the great grandfather of Hercules. That's kind of weird is the card that I drew, which might be pertaining to the picture and what Lynn was talking about too. But it says that you're definitely, so he helped one of his daughters that were chained to a rock, and he helped her to get free from that. And then I'm thinking that what this is pertaining to you is that you are clearing your mind of everything that had happened to you, because I know it was a really bad breakup. And it's just a couple of more challenges that you have to go through, but you're going to be rewarded. And he got the gift of immortality for helping these women or these daughters of his that were chained to a rock. So I'm thinking that if you just keep doing what you're doing and be patient, you're going to get nothing but good. Like this year, the 2023, is probably going to be your year, is what. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball or anything, but that's what I'm feeling for you, that this next year, all the hell that you went through last year and all the relationships that you might have had that weren't any good, those are going to stop and you're going to see very clear in the next year.
Okay.
So
that's
good. Yeah, I think it looks good for you, girl. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is that myth of that guy that was saving his daughters?
So it's Perseus. So look up that card or look up that person. And then the other one was Medusa. Do you remember? I mean, sometimes there's a commercial about that. I remember Medusa and his daughters. One of them was she had snakes all around her.
Yeah.
If you've been into any of those. So it was Hermes and Athena. So he's a part of that clan. So look that up and see what that means. And Hercules was before him. I think that was their great grandfather. Kind of interesting. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Did Marianne weigh in yet?
Yeah, I'm here. So the card I got for you and the message that came along with this is just saying don't stop. So it's just saying not the time to give up right now. Just continue to move in the direction of your hopes and dreams and plans. And you're on the right path. So they're saying that you should see progress as long as you stay the course. It's very important that you stand your ground and believe in yourself. Don't let others intimidate you into quitting. This past relationship, because they don't have your vision. And just because of that, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So stay the course, girlfriend, and you'll get there.
Yeah. Now, the weird thing about the Lederhosen thing, and actually it says it's mostly Bavarian. So I don't know if it's like an ancestor, but actually there is a meaning of Lederhosen, and it talks about doing really great work with minimal tools and stuff like that, doing a whole lot with very little. And it talks about persistence. So that's really weird. If you can look up online just the spiritual meaning of Lederhosen. I was surprised that stuff came up about that. It's quite amazing. But I feel like it's take what you've got to work with and make a really brilliant thing out of it, because you've gotten over the hard part is the message that comes through. The hard stuff's over. So you can sort of give yourself a shake and carry on forward and know that you've got some good things coming to you again, too. And again, the flashlight came on when I said that. Yep. Oh, wow. Flashing. Yep. So I think we're getting a validation that you've got some good stuff to look ahead and look forward to. Yes. Thank you. I guess Ryan's still with us. Could be Bob. I don't know. There's a few energies that come through. But it's good, Filson. It really is. And see, you may want to look, I mean, just for hoops, see if you've got any kind of Bavarian or German or Swiss ancestors that might be coming through to just help you out. But it's like kilts, you know, like certain people can wear them and look fabulous, you know, like this guy looks pretty good. He could be like the star of one of those retro shows about like ancient tribes and stuff like that. He's kind of got that ruggedness to him. But Is the, and the hair is blonde, right? That you're seeing, Tony?
Yeah, I saw blonde. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Long hair. Yeah. Yep, with a ponytail. Yep.
That's really interesting. I've never gotten that before because I did do a DNA test and I'm fully African. So I don't know if it's a past life thing. I have no
Maybe.
Idea.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, we're more than just our blood relatives on this earth. Like, we are all totally connected, like, you know. And it could be someone who's connected to you as a guardian or as a guide or, you know, could be all kinds. This is where it's really good to go deep, go and look inside and ask. Just ask them what they're bringing, what they're doing, you know. It's quite fascinating once you get that conversation going.
Yeah, it could be your future, you know, just because we're showing them this way, it could be somebody that's coming to you in your future that might have a background like that or look like that.
Okay.
That would be amazing, eh, if that was your next connection. Well,
yeah.
But,
yeah, he could be good looking. Like, I don't know if you know the actor Ben Robson or Robson. Ugh, he's hot. That's who I see. He doesn't have blonde hair, he has dark hair, but it's kind of that same look. So might be a surprise for you in the future.
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, honey.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Lovely to talk to you, Phil. And you get, hang in there and keep on doing great work. Okay.
Okay.
We've come to the end of our callers. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if some people were trying to get through and couldn't.
I'm sure. Because I just tried again and it's still busy. So I'm sure. But and now it's May. Circuits are busy too. So.
Well, that's a drag. Yeah. I'm so sorry to anyone that didn't get through. But what was I going to... Oh, yeah, we should talk about Shannon's having a Sacred Embers show. Is it the 16th? Friday the 16th? Yeah. I think it is.
Isn't that this Friday?
December just went boom.
It's gone.
Right.
I know, yeah.
Christmas is like right around the corner, you guys. I'm so screwed. Basically, I gotta get it together.
I know, me too.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. Hilarious. Yeah.
I know.
Well, I don't know. They say time doesn't really exist, right? But boy,
right.
When you're heading up to Christmas, it sure feels real. You know?
I know.
But,
yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Once, you've got little dude Cooper to really make these times magic. And Marianne,
yeah,
you've just got a new grandbaby, eh?
Yeah, Marianne's got a new grandbaby and some other ones she's got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got almost enough for a baseball team. Well, it's wonderful. I thought of something I wanted to. Oh, yeah. But anyway, I think we're having like a Sacred Embers kind of pre-season. It could be your Christmas. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. What are the other like celebrations around this new year? I'm trying to think because it's all everybody's got some kind of festival going on, which is quite lovely. I love the solstice. That to me, I guess I probably have a little druid going on in here, but I love the solstice for just feeling like nature's able to take us back into the light again.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on. So how does that work on Friday? Do you know, Lynn? Because, I mean, so they can join us through Facebook on the Sacred Embers page? Is that how it's going to work?
I'm not too sure, but we will get the information out. If it's a Facebook Live.
Right. So if we go through Zoom, I don't know. I'm not sure. Me either, but it's going to be fun because we want to find out about it too, so that'll be great.
Yeah, we'll definitely, we'll have to post something on the page and on Sacred Embers stuff. And Yeah, so I don't know. We're very, very organized, this team, eh? But I think it seems to me the Facebook Lives, you couldn't get, like, more than two people on them. Or I haven't done one in ages, but I don't know if you can get, like, the whole team on. Maybe
I don't know.
Zoom? Okay. We will figure it out, and we will let people know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did anybody else want to? Our sister show, Angel Answers, is on Wednesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, right? So that's 4 Pacific and all the numbers in between. And I guess we're going to do some brainstorming about getting this show a little bit wider. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do great. We always have a lovely, interesting list of callers every week.
Yeah.
But I guess, I don't know, like, I almost want to go for quality over quantity as far as,
too.
If people, it's like Bill Murray said in Tootsie, like, I want 9 people that came through a thunderstorm to see me, right, rather than thundering crowds.
Yeah, we just want to brainstorm to make it better for our listeners. So, it doesn't matter how many we get. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it would be nice to, have a wider reach and wider reach, more people and stuff like that. And there was something else.
Jessica? Yeah. Is there anything about Jessica, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got, you know what? When you said that, you mentioned Jessica, my flashlight lit up really bright. That's Ryan. Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I think it's okay. I think Ryan was going to give Jessica one of his rings just before he died. So I think there was a lovely little love story going on. So that's why he's lighting up like a firefly at the mention of her name.
That would have been so awesome.
And I also wanted to, I keep meaning to say this every show and I forgot, but I want everyone to be aware, like, it's been a while, it's been around for a while, but 988 is where if you're feeling at the end of your rope, and, if you're feeling like returning the amazing gift of life, even though it hurts, it's best to, use everything you've been given and remember that, suicide is a very permanent solution to a temporary problem, always. So I just wanted everyone to be aware of 988. It's a really quick little thing, and if you're feeling at the end of your rope or that you can't go on, reach out. Always reach out. It's this time of year, I think people get pretty, you feel all the pain feels a lot sharper, right, around the holidays. And if you're bereaved or, you're mourning the loss of a loved one or even the loss of a job, or the loss of a home or any kind of loss. And if you're grieving, it's going to feel extra sharp this time of year. Yeah. I've got so much activity on this light. It's almost like Brian's in the room with us speaking. He's just like, wow, he's so here.
I just heard the sun spark again too while you were talking. So,
yeah.
Our
spirit
that's
really beautiful.
Here.
Yeah. Well, he's keeping a close eye. He's got 2 beautiful daughters that are, growing up, and the love is still there. And, it is sort of a sign that love does not die. It sticks around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. It's really beautiful. Woohoo. Anything else we should look at? Trivia or anybody got any kvetches they want to, any bitching or complaining they want to do? Okay. Well, we're going to keep going and keep trying to get the show, to a wider audience as well. I don't know if Kay Bosch, they left the chat room. Sorry. Hi, Ryan. It's becoming distracting here. They left the conversation, but we talk about past lives if you're still hearing us. I'm not the world's foremost expert. I don't know Tony and Marianne.
No.
Do you have any kind of expertise in those areas? Oh, somebody just flashed real bright. Ryan, oh God. Mm-hmm. It's Ryan. We should talk about the Titanic, yeah. Who felt like they were on the Titanic that went down? That was one of his, that was one of his lives. He went down from the bottom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We, a bunch of us in Sacred Embers kind of looked at that. Everybody went, oh, we know you from the sinking of the Titanic. And it, we, I don't think most of us were on the upper decks. I think most of us were down in the bottom doing the work and stuff like that.
Wow.
Okay. Listen, guys, I think very soon, I don't know if my computer will stand the video, but sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but we'll give it a try with the flashlight, and then we'll record it. We'll do it on Zoom so we can record it, and we'll post it on the Enter the Light page. It's one thing to describe it, but this light is just like joining us in the conversation, and I'm so honored because sometimes, you know, it's, you can put it on and like nothing, but today he's been really, really active. So I wonder, too, if part of it, like I know Jaden and Ryan are connected in the beyond the veil, so to speak, so in spirit. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if Jaden's in there a little bit, too.
Could be.
Okay. I think Jessica and, is her name Michelle, the person she works with?
Michelle?
Is it Michelle? Yeah. So they're, I think they're recording a question and answer, like a little mini reading session today. They're going to post that on Facebook on Christmas Day, I think they said. So that's what they're doing, I think. And that's something to look forward to. If I remember, I'm the world's worst secretary, but I will try to remember to post that on Jessica's thing. Also, the Sacred Embers get together on the 16th. There is something happening. We're just not sure which platform. And once we know, we'll let everyone know. Well, there you go. I think we should just tell everybody how to find us if they want to. And encourage anyone who tried to call in today, try again. Like this is, Blog Talk gets messed up sometimes, who knows, but don't give up. So Tony, what happens if somebody wants to connect with you?
Yeah, I had somebody connect with me. I'm so excited. I do have a website, and I did get notification that somebody did contact me. So we're going to do a reading on Monday. Yeah, so I was so excited about that. It's Tony the Good Witch at, or you can just put in Tony Jorgensen, and I think it comes up on the Wix site. So I'm on Wix. And then, I'm on Facebook under Tony Jorgensen. So it's Jorgensen, not O-N, and it's Cooper and I on there. And then I'm on Twitter, Facebook, all of those at Tony Jorgensen. Or Tony KJ.
Yeah.
Love to hear from you. Yep.
Beautiful. Are you having any trouble? Are you finding Twitter to become more hostile these days? Or
I'm not on Twitter. I haven't been on. So ever since he took over, I've kind of not liked, I didn't like the feeling of Twitter.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of on Twitter and more on Instagram. And TikTok.
Somebody set off a stink bomb, you know, anyway.
It's bad.
Oh, well. So, Marianne, I know it's a simple answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How can people find you?
It's on Sacred Embers site and then Facebook, Marianne Adams.
Yep.
Simple.
Yeah. I'm at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and you can find all of us on the Sacred Embers website, sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And we're all, you can find us all on Facebook. And, that's it. What we could do is just for fun. I know we play it a lot, but we'll put the lion on, and then I'll see us off with Marvin. And we're ending the show a little early today, but I think hopefully the glitches will be gone by our next session. Wow. So let's do the lion. That's fun. We're getting all kinds of animal
rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
yeah, it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn. Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with the... with.
No,
I don't
man,
know.
I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was too weird.
No, are you
weird,
kidding
man.
Me?
I
are you
heard
kidding
a
me?
Lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something out, you know,
no.
I thought you were like... Oh,
like I had enchiladas for dinner? No, no, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. We'll, you know what? We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On the back, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up. Exactly.
That is bizarre. No, you,
okay,
you know what, Karen? You're...
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white.
Thank
the
you,
bright man. Blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.